Your county,
your sport.
This is BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
Paul Baker is chairman of Cheltenham Town Football Club, and we know Paul Baker puts his heart and soul and his money into the club. He's with me now. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Mark.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, not feeling great, but we have to deal with the situation we're in. We've been in some scraps before. We're in a scrap now. I mean, if we went on yesterday, we'd been out of the bottom two. Two are going to go down out of the bottom four clubs. We've got five games to stay in the Football League. Can we do it? I don't know. We've got a tough game against Wickham. We've got a tough game against Shrewsbury. But we've all got tough games. You know, Tranmere got 1 point out of two games. So did Hartlepool and so did Carlisle. So we're all struggling and we're all under pressure and we're all making mistakes. But on Saturday, yesterday, it's fine lines. We had a perfectly good goal ruled out for offside. We looked at it afterwards. Penalty, oh, what a soft penalty that was. So it's the way these things go, isn't it?
There was that feeling, wasn't there? Must-win games. We thought York was a must-win game, and certainly yesterday. Statistically, of course, it's not, because you can still stay up. And like you say, some of the other teams didn't do so well. But is there that gut feeling in your heart of hearts after two defeats over two big games that it's quite a significant corner turn?
Well, you see, you never know with Cheltenham Town. We've gone to the last game of the season before now and stayed up. So you just got to have hope, haven't you? And, you know, we've done everything we can as a board. I know we've made mistakes, but I think no one can say we haven't tried our best to keep, you know, retain this league status, which we worked so hard to gain. And we've had some fantastic memories over that 16 years. And if we do go down, then we will come back and we will have a team built around people like Joe Hanks. And, you know, I'm really confident we can do it. You look at the teams in the conference now, there's 12 from the Football League. And teams like, and they're all surviving. They're all playing football. They're all entertaining their fans. Macclesfield, a smaller club than us, are in the playoff positions. Barnet, smaller club than us, are in the playoff positions. So you just have to take inspiration from those clubs and show that, yeah, it's a massive blow and there'll be some huge changes at the club, but life goes on.
What changes would there have to be, Paul, if you did go down, with regards to jobs and the infrastructure?
Yeah.
And the...
No, people, without question, people would lose jobs all over the football club. We'd have to trim down the management team. Some of the other administration type jobs would go. We'd have to look at all aspects of the business. I'm hopeful we'd be able to retain the academy. I'm hopeful we'd be able to retain our training facility. Really, the key thing will be wages. And obviously the playing budget will have to be significantly reduced. It's on about 900,000 now. There's no way you can sustain that if you're going to lose about £500,000. So, you know, you have to trim all your costs, but you have to remain positive. And there are lots of positives. If you can keep the academy going, it's one of those supporters talked about. You know, we do need to bring our young players through. And I think Joe Hanks is a fine example of what that academy can do and what local boys can do for this football club. And that's something we are going to have to pursue next season.
You're honest there. You said we've all made mistakes. If we rewound it a year, was one of them, some fans said, maybe you should have moved Mark Yates on at the end of last season, or is it the Paul Buckle appointment that was the major one, do you think?
It's, you know, Mark, it's so difficult because we all make decisions in life, sometimes you rue them and sometimes you make the best decision ever. And we've made some cracking decisions over the last 16 years, and we've made some poor ones. And I think with Mark, it was a really, really tough one. Because he's done so well for us. Let's face it, we're in the playoffs for 2 years on the run just before this. So we felt he deserved another crack at the whip. We had a great start. It didn't work. We made a change. Perhaps we acted too hastily ahead of the Dover game, which we then went on to lose. For whatever reason, Buckle seemed to alienate more than bring people together. And we had to make a further change. It's always a bit of a gamble with Russell and Steve. But what they did do was ignite the passion again amongst the fans. The fans have been absolutely brilliant since that point. We have a very positive squad, but clearly the quality is not quite there, and I think that's what we're missing. I don't think anyone can fault the effort or the commitment yesterday. And I thought the fans were absolutely tremendous yesterday. They stayed behind, you know, there we are, bottom of the league, just lost at home to Stevenage, and the fans stay behind. Brilliant. No booing. No even sat the board. You know, they're just, we're all in it together. And I know it's a cliche, but it's actually true. And I think if we do go down, I think we'll still be well supported next year. But hey, we're not there yet. We've still got every chance. I mean, Hartlepool, Carlisle, and Tranmere are just in as much mess as we are. Yeah. So it's who does the best over the next five games. It's a little league table now for the last five games of the season.